It's well and good to come up with an idea that we're motivated enough to want to work on, and that we think players will enjoy. But the rubber meets the road in the reality of player experience. We can assert almost a subordinate set of design axioms, the existence of a few qualities that players have a right to expect from a game and from a game's designer. It's worth reviewing these so that we can go into our design efforts in a way that respects the player's investment of time and energy. Games can be expensive. The reason this is important is that players have a right to expect that our game is fair. Everyone who begins the game should have a chance of winning. Note that I don't say an equal chance of winning. Games test certain skills, and it's likely that a player in greater possession of the particular set of skills that a game tests will do better at that game. A player better at anagrams will probably be a better Scrabble player, and so on. Of course, there are ways to mitigate this so the game is fun and competitive for all players, and it doesn't obviously award the win to the most naturally gifted player. Serving your family is actually advantageous. Players have the right to expect that you have made a best effort attempt to discover any overt imbalances like these through a thorough and exhaustive process of playtesting. There's an entire part covering playtesting later in the book, but at this point, it will suffice to say that just as you can't assess the functionality of a chair or car except by sitting in or driving it, respectively, so too the only way to ascertain whether a game works is to play it. It's beneficial to try the game with a broad variety of players because different people will approach the game differently. Most valuable are playtesters who will be willing to take a deep dive into the game and especially that will be willing to attempt outlandish or unorthodox strategies. These will help discover hidden imbalances or unexpectedly powerful effects that could otherwise frustrate players. A second expected outcome of playtesting is that you've made every... But hopefully the rest of this text will be useful for identifying what to be looking for. Players will also expect that you're giving them something fresh. They will expect that you will have familiarized yourself with other games that are similar to yours, and have offered something different. In an era where thousands of games are released every year, it isn't easy to even be aware of everything that comes out, much less to ensure that you've differentiated your game from every other game. But players will expect that you've done your best. It's important to note, though, that accidental similarities happen all the time in game design, and are no detriment to the quality of your game. And for games that share ostensible similarities, even subtle changes in a design can transform the player experience in significant ways. For example, a lesser-known game called Expedite very closely follows the gameplay of Ticket to Ride, with two small twists. Instead of claiming the vertices on the map, players claim the nodes, and it is possible to claim a node that someone else previously claimed. This is just Ticket to Ride with a twist. Yet the twist makes the game experience feel quite different.